And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live with the seasons. We talk about things of alternative healing. We talk about a little bit of the stars. We talk about looking at all of the things that affect our lives. Some of the unusual things, but also some of the just simply practical things. One of the things that we have been continuing to talk about is feng shui, which is used by major corporations, also a lot of businesses and a lot of other organizations set up certain parts of the way they do their business based on feng shui principles, which is an ancient Chinese art, but it's also in order, a way to create order out of chaos. And we have been traveling around our mythical house, or maybe it's our real house, and we have made our way to a front door, and it's right in the very bottom of our tic-tac-toe board. It's called Career, and the entryway, maybe it's because if you most businesses tend to have, you've got your front door tends to open up and then expand beyond that. So where do we stand right now in terms of career and opening up that career door and being right smack where it is?
So just to reiterate here, again, we're talking about the Bagua, which is like a floor plan, and you do take it and make it like a tic-tac-toe board. We are in the very bottom row, dead center, and that's where you would be standing if wherever your front door is. So we're going with the black hat method rather than actual compass method, because the compass method is really complex. So you would always stand at your front door, and then that's how you would look at the Bagua map. So today we're going to talk about the career sector, but it's also about our life path and other opportunities that could appear in our life. And it correlates with the number six. So we're standing here at the front door. Career is like the middle third. So you divide your entire house or business or office or whatever it is that you're looking at, your room. So let's say that the dimensions were 60 by 30. You would then divide each one of those 9 squares into a 20 by 10 square. So you don't necessarily go by the walls in your house. You go by the dimensions. So part of your career could be in 2 different locations in your house. Same with any of the other things. But then you can also do it for each room. You would just stand at the doorway that you come in, and you would take a look at that. The same thing with your desk. If you're sitting at your desk, you could superimpose that Bagua over top of your desk as well. So in the career sector, think about it. When you're sitting at a desk, you sit in the middle, and right there, that's where you're working. And so that is the career sector. That's where you look at your opportunities and the things that are coming up. So it's there whether we realize it or not. We just intuitively do this a lot. And so career, other things go along with that. It's not just career as far as earning an income. It's also about what's your, you know, passion in life. What is it that you really want to do? So if you're wanting to learn more about something, or you're wanting to develop that particular career, like for instance, in me, we've now switched to doing a lot of, you know, webinar stuff or Zoom things with, you know, since the result of the pandemic. So that's where I set my little, you know, Zoom studio about that. Is right there in the career sector. I used to have it in a different part of my house, and it just never seemed to flow. Like, I didn't want to look at the webinars. I didn't want to do it. Now, since it's there, it works out with that. So, you know, you will feel more drawn to certain parts of your house when you have certain things that you need to do. Or if you're struggling getting things done, take a look at the Bagua and see where you need to be.
And so go ahead.
The number is 6, which is all about balance. And remember, we need to balance career and life. So we need to do that. We also need to balance, you know, the pros and cons of the opportunity that's coming our way. And the colors are, the element is water. So the colors are going to be anything that represents watercolor. So the blues, the turquoises, even a midnight blue, black. And I like to add like a little touch of gold, just because like I want my career to be golden. So that's something that you can do too, to sort of personalize it with your own space. Now, the shape is free-flowing or anything wavy or curvy, and mirrors represent water. So this is an excellent place for you to put mirrors, you know, like right there. And a lot of places have mirrors when you come in. The actual door, there's like a little mirror in the foyer, or even sometimes the glass doors in a business are very reflective. So those are all things that are going to draw in that water element. And then, of course, in the body, what do we, you know, have the most water elements in our body are going to be our kidneys and our bladder. So, of course, it's going to affect that. And kidneys always rule the ears. So these are going to be areas, if you're having those kinds of health problems, according to Chinese medicine, those would be areas you would want to look at. You'd want to get rid of clutter there or broken items there or, you know, all of those kinds of things. So it's also a rule for winter months. So you might find that you sit there more in the winter, or you're more gravitated towards doing that in the winter. So the adverse element is earth. So you want to not have a lot of earth stuff there because, you know, water muddies earth, and earth, it turns to mud, and you can tend to get stuck. So that's another thing, too. Like, a lot of people want to have a lot of, like, granite, or they want to have, like, a lot of stone and all those kinds of things when they come in that front door. And that is actually an adverse element to have. It will slow down the career path or the opportunity. It'll make it rocky, so to speak.
And, again, that since it is the, quote-unquote, the front door, and the career is, well, for most people, and I'm sitting right in the center of my desk, and I've got a square room, and I'm pretty much sitting where the career would be. Actually, it would be just maybe behind me. I'm almost up to health, which is there. But career and health also go together, too, because obviously we've been in a pandemic. But really, when we're talking feng shui, we're really talking about any of these things that we're talking about, any of these squares, any of these areas. We're talking about getting rid of the clutter and making sure that the space is clean, and that it is and that the anything that is not needed or things that should be thrown away or are disposed of and taken care of properly, so we have the ability to focus on what we are trying to do rather than being focusing on just trying to clean things up. And that's really what I think that seems to be the logical area. Most businesses do have, this is the way most businesses would be set up. You go in the front door, and then they've got offices at on each side, and you also have areas where you've got other parts of the office that is important as well. But keeping things in a neat, keeping things in a uncluttered manner, all of that is part of getting a career and keeping your mind focused on what you want to do, right?
Yes. And again, you know, what it's doing is it's allowing things to flow. And especially in the career sector, where it is ruled by water, you absolutely want things to flow. So this might be an excellent place for an aquarium. That might be, you know, one of the things that you want to add either into your home or to your business. And of course, you know, in the Asian culture, fish and anything related to fish and water also signifies the flow of money or income. So that's another positive thing about having things like that in your career sector. So, and again, you know, maybe you are, you know, a stay-at-home parent. So your career would actually be taking care of your children or other people's children or, you know, maybe doing other things. So this would be a place then that you would sit and do those kinds of home things that you're working on, your home budget, things like that.
And again, all of these things, we've talked about how some things intermix. If you're working at home, for instance, I notice that but where the knowledge and self cultivation is located, it tends to be where I tend to sit a lot when I'm on my laptop. And typically when I'm doing things that, as I quote unquote, I'm working from home. And if I go up to where family is, that's the dining room table, but that would be also where I will also be sitting, and that is where we where I will pay bills or do things like that that have to be done. So a lot of these things all tend to work together, but again, it's finding a way to create order out of chaos and also to find a way to keep things as clean and as neat as possible and focus on what you need to do. And we've got other things that are happening, by the way, in this month of September. You mentioned September 9th. September 9th is the start of something we talk a lot about, and that is Mercury going into retrograde. And you said this is a particularly significant one because of the numbers. Is that right?
Yes, it's going to be a very intense day because we are in a year 6. If you add up 2022, it comes to a 6. And so if we look at this, during the month of every month this year has been this way, where there's been certain numbers that repeat themselves. And so they're a strong energy day based on the numerical value. So Mercury's going retrograde on the 9th of September, which is 9-9, and then it's a 6th day. So this is going to be all about balance, and it actually is in Libra as far as the astrological aspect goes, because remember, Mercury goes backwards when it first starts. And Libra is all about balance and the scale of justice. The number six deals with balance and being in balance. So this is going to be one that's going to throw you out of balance. It's going to make you look at yourself, do reflection. You know, you're going to have a lot of indecision. Those kinds of things are going to happen. And then, you know, during that time, you know, we have several other of those intense days where the nine is going to repeat itself. So like the 18th of the month is also a nine. We're going to look at the 27th. And then because we're in a 6 year, we want to look at the sixth date. So 9-6 is going to happen, but right now we're sort of in the shadow, what's called the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So you might have started to feel these effects starting on August the 20th. And now it's coming in. So it's about 2 weeks before. Then we're going to have about that month's worth of retrograde. And then it'll take another couple of weeks to sort of slowly ease off of it. So the 15th and the 24th are also going to be, you know, supercharged days, but we're entering Mercury retrograde on 9-9, and then we're going to come out of it on October 1st, which is, you know, 1-0-0-1. So there's another kind of a boom add to that. And so we're going to start out in Libra, where it's going to throw us off of balance. And then Libra also has to do with romantic relationships or, you know, that kind of thing. It deals a lot with the planet Venus, and so it has a lot to do with relationships. So you're going to feel that sort of happen. There might be communication issues going on with your relationships. And then we're going to move into Virgo of the Mercury retrograde. And right now we are in Virgo, and Virgo is very critical, very, very critical. So expect there to be a lot of critical things that are going to come your way as far as communication goes and all of that. So if you can kind of take a step back and take a breath and say, okay, whew, there's a lot going on in the cosmos right now. People's tempers are going to be kind of, you know, on edge because everybody's going to be very critical, and they're going to need to try to do things to stay into balance. And then some other high energy days too that we want to take a look at that are really good for manifesting this month would be, would have been the 3rd of September, and then also the 12th, the 21st, and the 30th. So those are going to be really strong days in order for you to like sort of accomplish things or things that you want to create, whatever, because that has the combination of the 9 and the 3 and the 6. And so those are going to be super powerful days with that too. So right now, start preparing for Mercury retrograde, you know, kind of do some things. This is a 9 month, so it's all about getting, clearing things out and moving forward, getting ready for the new beginning starting in October. And so so now's the time to start purging and make sure you reread all of your documents and double check all of your work, because this is going to be sort of a turbulent time. And we're also transitioning in Chinese medicine from the summer, the late summer, into the fall. And this is traditionally one of the hardest transitional seasons because summer's coming to an end. We're facing that sort of cold spell. There's going to be a lot of rain and kind of darkness. And so this is one of the hardest ones to switch as far as seasons go for most people. And so, like I said, September's going to be a pretty intense month.
All right. September indeed. And it is Rhonda who joins me each month. We'll, if anyone wants any more information on what you were talking about or what you do when you do a lot of things, all they need to do is go to your website, right?
I have this really new website. I'm so proud of it. It's RhondaRice.com, and that's RhondaRice.com. And right there, you can reach me from everything. There's a little button to find me on LinkedIn, to find me on Facebook. You can sign up for my emails. You can join my my list, and there's all kinds of ways to contact me. And then it explains a little bit about what kind of the stuff we're talking about now, more of the metaphysical things that I do. I also have a site that's all about all of the holistic health things that I do, which is the stressmanagementshop.com, and, you know, other things that are going on. But if you're wanting to know more about like the feng shui or the numbers or things like that, definitely RhondaRice.com. And then you can reach me any way. You could just go to Facebook, click the Facebook icon, and you can message me that way too. So, or you can call me. I still have an old fashioned phone, 319-752-0175.
All right. Rhonda Rife joins me again in the month of October. Have a great September. Rhonda, have a great month.
Thank you, Steve.